All right, so you're heading back to your seats. I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time. Y'all can come on forward.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just curious, when somebody says good morning to you, what's going on in your head? You're like, not too sure if it's a good morning. You can just say good morning back. So I'm going to say good morning. Let's all say good morning and then see if they say good morning back. Good morning. Okay. All right. That was a little better. Yay. All right. I'm excited today. Have any of you ever heard of Morse code? Do you know what Morse code is? Yes. Do you know how to send like an emergency signal, SOS, through Morse code? No? Ooh, I bet there are a lot of people here who know how to do that. Okay, I'm going to put down the microphone and we're going to do SOS. So this is how you do it. I hope I get it right. So three quick, three slow, three quick. Everybody try and do it. And do you know what that signal, the SOS signal, is used for or has been used for since 1906? So it's to say, help, emergency, danger, I need help. Okay, and then in the armed services, they really use that Morse code electronically to send, like, okay, we're having trouble on our ship. We need help now. But that's one way that you could yell, you know, ask for help. And there's all sorts of electronic ways to do it on your phone. It was too complicated for me to figure out this morning. So in case, like, you break your hiking in the woods, you break your leg, you can do that by flashing a light with the three quick ones, three slow ones, three quick ones. Point is when Jesus helped Simon Peter catch a gazillion fish, Peter was like, I have a serious problem. I can't put all these fish on my boat. It's a great problem to have, right? So he had to call James and John, who were on another boat, I think with Zebedee, their dad, and said, hey, yo, I need help. Can you come help me? So I wonder, they didn't have SOS back then, but I wonder how Simon Peter called for them to help. So there was a lot of fish that Jesus blessed them with, which was one of the amazing miracles that Jesus did. Have you all ever had to ask for help? Was it for a good thing or a bad thing? Can you think of a time you had to ask for help? Blaze? Loudy? When did you have to ask for help? Do you want me to go to the next person? Okay, Catherine.
Like, not a lot of people could figure out the problem. And then they were all coming to me for help because that's what everybody did. Nice. And then I'm like, I don't know. So I went, I had to ask Mizla for help.
Okay, good. So you had needed help with, or they needed help with math and you were the helper. So that's great. That's a great segue. We can always be the helper, right? We don't always need to ask for help, but we can be the helper. And it's okay to ask for help when we need it. So just like Simon Peter asked for help from James and John, we can ask for help when we need it. Okay, let's put our hands together and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for always being there for me. whether things are wonderful or things are bad, I can call on you, or I can call on a friend to help me. Remember, help me remember to always ask for help when I need it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's meet at the back.